Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We're joined now by Wayne Duvenage, the Chief Executive Officer of Outer. Wayne, good morning to you.
Good morning. Nice to be with you.
Wayne, I saw some articles that really astounded me. The one was you can get your driver's license together with your learners before that, but it's a package deal. $6,500, you get your learners, you get your license, and in some instances, you don't even have to go in for either. And then, of course, there's this big story that broke regarding the actual testing center and a $14 billion with a B Rand fraud connected to that. When it comes to drivers and it comes to the mayhem on our roads, would you say there's a correlation between these frauds that we're seeing and these incidents of accidents?
Yes. Yeah, we have one of the highest road fatalities in the world. We're in the worst quartile, 14,000 a year. And I've said on a number of occasions, South Africa is one of those countries that you could probably drive for your life with no license in an unroadworthy car and never get caught. But what we find now is that you know, even if you have a license, that license can easily be obtained fraudulently. So we are finding then that there are drivers that should not be on the roads, they haven't had the necessary training, and imagine them in a car that's not roadworthy. It's a minefield out there. So we're not surprised. And this audit that was undertaken, you know, kudos to the Premier for commissioning it last year. I looked at the 2-year period and found some damning evidence of corruption and maladministration, which we've known about all along. And government just keeps moving the deck chairs on the Titanic, so to speak, when it comes to this issue. And all they've done is move the corruption from the front office, where it was happening in the driver's license testing centers, into the back office through this online booking system. They never really resolved the issue.
If I had a rand for every time I was on the road and I uttered these words, that person must have bought their driver's license, I'd be a multi, because it's absolute anarchy out there.
Yeah, and it's just not on. And then another rand for every vehicle that you see, many of them taxis, that are just unroadworthy. They should not be on the road. They should be taken off the road, from smooth tires to missing lights and indicators, and the list goes on. So this is why, this is what causes death.
Apart from the fact that the Premier commissioned this report, do you think he's going to act on the recommendations of the report?
Well, we hope so. You know, there's nothing worse than spending the money, taking the time, getting all this evidence, and then nothing changes. A lot of the change there has to come from the Department of Transport, where the RTMC sits. A lot of the information and the processing of driver's license slots sits there. This issue of online bookings was confined largely to Gauteng because of the problems we have in this province. But if they don't follow the recommendations, they don't put the fix in, and the fixes are not difficult. You know, these are systemic issues that shouldn't be difficult to overcome. But we think, you know, this time around, and we hope that the ministers or the powers that be engage with civil society so that we can work together and find the solutions, because, you know, engaging with the public, we understand a lot of the problem. And we just cannot understand why it's so difficult to overcome in building a robust system that roots out the corruption. And you know, they've got all this information as well. The cell phones, they know who the individuals are. They can set up sting operations very easily. They could have done for the last number of years and made it taboo to, you know, conduct themselves in this way as a transport official. But we haven't seen any accountability. We've seen a few arrests and roundups here and there, handfuls of them, but it doesn't stop the problem, and we don't know what has actually happened to those individuals.
Well, Wayne, thank you so much for giving us your insights this morning into the fraud involving our licensing centres, and we'll be chatting to you again in the not-too-distant future. That was Wayne Duvenage, Chief Executive Officer of Outer, somebody who joins us on a regular basis, helping us make sense of the fraud and corruption wrecking our country.